And finally, it's time for our gene of the month. And because we've just passed Halloween, I've picked the scary-sounding fruit fly gene, Ouija board. In fact, this isn't the only creepily named gene. It's one of a family of so-called Halloween genes, with names such as Spook, Spookier, Phantom, Disembodied, Shadow and Shade. Although Ouija board was first discovered in 2015, the rest of its terrifying companions first turned up in the late 1990s, when researchers noticed a series of fruit fly embryos carrying genetic mutations that made them look pale and ghostly, lacking the solid cuticle that normally forms around the developing larvae. Digging down into the detail revealed that the Halloween genes are all involved in metamorphosis and molting in insects and other arthropods, working through hormones called ecdysteroids, which are, as the name suggests, steroid hormones. It turns out that Ouija board is responsible for switching on the spookier gene, which encodes an enzyme involved in making ecdysteroids. And although humans obviously don't have sturdy cuticles or exoskeletons, we do have steroid hormones, and they're involved in controlling all kinds of aspects of our health, reproduction and metabolism. And there are similar genes involved. But when they go wrong, they can cause serious illnesses, making this a real-life human horror story. That's all for now. I'll be back next month with more stories from the world of genes and genetics. If you've got any questions or feedback, you can email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can get in touch through the Naked Scientist Facebook page or just tweet me at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.